You're listening to SBS News.
As many Australians know to their cost, when a bushfire strikes, it can strike swiftly. If your home is in the path of the flames, it's often a case of getting out while you still can, and that can mean vital papers and possessions are lost forever. Raj Gupta, a pharmacist from Maloa Bay in New South Wales, says that can include medicines and prescriptions.
As you can imagine, not everybody carries the medicine on the person or in their car. A lot of times the medication was destroyed totally, and the prescriptions were destroyed too. That happened quite a lot. Maloa Bay itself lost about 60 houses. And I knew a few of those people who lost their houses. Some of them who didn't have any medication left.
Under normal circumstances, a pharmacy can only dispense up to 3 days of medications, and even that depends on what kind of medication it is. But these were not normal times. Once the threat of bushfire had passed, Maloa Bay was left without power and without any connections to the internet. That didn't stop Mr. Gupta from continuing to serve his community. Julie Martin had managed to save her prescription, but was running out of her actual medication.
I had my scripts with me, what I needed, and I was a bit concerned because I was down to sort of my last tablet for my blood pressure. And by chance I come here and he was open and serving and no lights and no computer and just writing it all out. He had a big pad of everyone. He was, you know, was great. It was absolutely fantastic. I couldn't believe it.
Raj Gupta's own house had been destroyed by the fires, and although he was staying in emergency housing in Batemans Bay, he travelled back to Maloa Bay every day to keep his pharmacy open. Millions of people around the world watched an SBS news feature on the pharmacist online, and his story touched many hearts, and the local health authority took note as well.
In my interview with SBS a couple of weeks ago, actually, here itself, I was asked about the difficulties of working in that environment when there was no communication, when the phone lines were switched off and there was no power. Even though I knew most of my patients personally, I couldn't help them much. I'm very pleased to say that it looks like that New South Wales Health might have taken note of that plea. For the first time in the history of pharmacy in New South Wales, they came up with the new authority for pharmacists to dispense medication up to 1 month, even without a prescription, at times of crises like the one which we had.
Health departments in several states have now made special bushfire provisions for people whose prescriptions burned or who were cut off by road. They can get medication without a prescription from a community pharmacist until the end of March. With the power out, Mr. Gupta's pharmacy had been operating on a cash-only basis without FPOS, but he wasn't concerned.
Payment was never a consideration at all. There was just extraordinary set of circumstances, and it's not much for small business to let their customers pay later when it's convenient to them.
He says his wasn't the only local business to help out. He says all the local businesses did the best they could. He says the owner of the local supermarket has a box full of IOU notes, a sign of the little town's community spirit. Mr. Gupta was born and grew up in Punjab in India and came to Australia 28 years ago. He says Australia is a wonderful place.
Australia has to be one of the most accepting, embracing, welcoming place for immigrants or people from other parts of the world. I am grateful and I'm proud to be part of this rich fabric. I can talk to you for hours about it, but how good Australia is.
And Mr. Gupta hasn't finished caring for his community yet. He says Maloa Bay doesn't have a GP of its own, with people having to travel some distance to see a doctor in Batemans Bay, nearly 20 kilometres away. He's helping on a social media campaign to get a local surgery opened up. Alan Lee, SBS News.